Thank you. All of us have certain things that we like to do. We notice that we have particular likes and dislikes, and the goal is to find ways to accommodate our favorite things. Some individuals like to go to movies, while others prefer live stage performances. We are asked to consider comedy or drama, or perhaps a musical presentation. Well, what is our inclination? Sometimes we want to get caught up in the story, to think and contemplate its message. Other times we simply want to be amused or entertained. We like to fill our spare time with our favorite things. Now, some of us pursue hobbies. Others like to read or attend classes. It doesn't matter what we choose to do. The purpose is to enjoy ourselves in particular ways, filling the moment with what satisfies and fulfills. Now, the thing is, we've also noticed that whatever it is we choose to do, it doesn't last. At some point, the event is over, and we are left to savor the memory or not. And so we find us doing what we like to do, settling into a routine that eventually becomes our way of life. Now, I think that some of this might be for our convenience. For instance, when it comes to meeting the requirements of daily living, we find us going to the usual places because it has become our habit to be there. We have become accustomed to shopping in the same places and dining at the same restaurants. Now, we may ask the question, with all of these things that we can choose from, why find us standing in the same places, doing the same things? I think this is because we like to feel comfortable with where we are and with what we are doing. You see, many times life brings us uncertainty and doubt. We may feel a little unsettled and at times not entirely at ease with what we are looking at. And it is at these times that we seek comfort and support. And we find them in our familiar places, relying on what we consider to be our favorite things. Now, along the way, we consider what we establish what we might consider a comfort zone, and we do not like to stray far from it. And let us remember that things come and things go. They do not stay the same. In time, we are asked to look at our favorite things, considering what no longer works. Now, we do notice this in all aspects of life, including those areas that we consider to be a little mundane and not at all important. I think that all of us can relate to this in some way. Personally, I have discovered that things do not stay the same. One time, I wanted to take a friend to a favorite restaurant, and upon arriving, discovered that it was no longer in business. Now, it is true I had been there for a while, but really, when did it close? And how could I have not noticed that this had happened? I have to admit, it took me 3 months to discover that the Holiday Inn across from the church had closed. You see, when it first closed, the developer continued to rent out parking spaces during the week. So when I arrived at church on Tuesday morning, everything looked the same to me. Not sure why I didn't notice that no one was parking there on Sunday morning. But the point is, we become accustomed to things being a certain way, and we do not like to be stirred from our comfort zone. At the Causeway, I felt when I noticed that Woody's department store closed its doors. And then Hex did the same thing. Now really, there's nothing wrong with Macy's, nothing at all. But you know how it is with our favorite things. I do believe that each one of you can relate in a personal way. Now really, just thinking about it, I know that things do not stand still. They do not stay the same way. So why should I expect them to do so just to accommodate me? This is not going to happen. Life does not happen in that way. We are aware that life in material form does not sustain that form forever. It is meant to change. That is what it does. We could look at just about everything and acknowledge that this too shall pass, and then not be so dismayed when it does. The phrase, this too shall pass, does not apply to material form only, but also to conditions, circumstances, and situations. Relationships come and relationships go. People come into our lives and they stay a while, and then they move on, one way or another. We change jobs, we move to a different location. And while it is true that sometimes we may grieve over the change, at other times, we are willing to admit that we are more than happy to have these things pass on by. When we find us in conditions and circumstances that we really do not like, we are delighted to have them leave us. But on the other hand, when we are comfortable with where we are, we want it to last forever. Just watch and see if this isn't what we do. Now, when we find us enjoying an evening out with friends or perhaps a family celebration, we seldom hear someone comment, this too shall pass. We are involved in the event, savoring the moment, and this is how it should be. Now, of course, we know that at some point the evening will end, and yes, it too shall pass on by. And it's okay to allow it to do so. There will be other times when we enjoy our favorite things. Life moves us on in particular ways. Now, we have all heard that phrase, time marches on. And yes, it does. In the material realm of life, it is the concept of time that allows things to move in and out of our experience. All of life moves in an onward way. Today's Bible verse is one I particularly relate to. To me, it is the explanation of why things come and why things go. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. It is the concept of time that allows this movement to take place. Now, knowing that this is how it works permits us to understand why things do not stay the same. So why do we cling to things when there is every indication that their time is up? Why do we want something just to last when we are very much aware that it has used up its 15 minutes of fame? Well, each must answer these things for himself, but personally, I think we do this because we feel comfortable with the experience. And feeling comfortable with it, we stay too long in it. Now, intuitively, we do receive things. We may be getting our signals that it is time for us to move on, to reach and stretch in different ways. But you see, that would require us to step into a place of uncertainty. and we might not be ready to do so. And so we just settle in right where we are, not really willing to rock the boat. We really don't want to think about it, and we reason among ourselves that, you know, sometimes things do just resolve themselves without us really having to do anything at all. We are aware of seasons as they apply to certain celebrations. Some things occur in the springtime, others in the fall. Knowing that everything has its time for expression allows us to anticipate and look forward to our favorite things. Now, what comes to mind in this way are their holidays with their time of established tradition. We do savor the enjoyable moments, and we begin doing this at a very early age. Little children, they await the arrival of Christmas with great anticipation. And when the time arrives, they enjoy it in the moment. When opening their presents, I have yet to hear a child exclaim, "This too shall pass." Yes, we know it will. But let us enjoy it in its time of expression. And when it is over, it will linger with us as a memory, available for recall at any time. We have certain milestones that we look forward to. Weddings, anniversaries, the birth of a child. We plan for retirement, looking forward to the season that will allow it to happen. We have noticed that life brings us what we might call the upside and the downside of experience. Now, we may not look forward to the downside with a great deal of anticipation, but we know it will come. Both rain and sunshine are necessary for the harvest. Both the upside and the downside are necessary for our growth and our understanding. Yes, indeed, time marches on, bringing everything into existence according to its season, according to its purpose under the heaven. Now, this is what I refer to as the ebb and flow of life. At any particular time, we find us in the process of receiving or releasing. When it comes to our finances, there may be a time of plenty, but then another time of not so much. When we understand that everything has its purpose, we are not so concerned if we find us in a time of ebbing or in a time of flowing. If we find us in a time of abundance or a time of want, it really doesn't matter. It is but an incident of the day. In the ebb and flow of life, each will occur simply because each has its message to give. Knowing that this is the process of life, we simply observe the movement, allowing it to pass on by when its time has ended. Now, when we discuss it in this way, it sounds so reasonable. Each has its message, and each has its time to express. Let us not worry ourselves over it. But when it comes time to applying it to us, to our time of daily living, we may be a little hesitant. After all, we really aren't sure what the flows of life will bring. It seems so difficult to step out into the unknown. What if we don't like what it brings? But if it is what is needed, who says We have to like it. Remember, it will not last forever. When it fulfills its purpose, it will pass on by. So the real question for us is this. How do we place us in the stream of life, which allows for the ebb and flow that bring the necessary thing, without us judging it in a particular way? Exactly how does one do this? Well, let us understand that it is our reaction to something that allows it to affect us in a particular way. It is always our reaction to something that allows us to either enjoy it or fear it. Our reaction is dependent on the value we give it. For example, we place a certain value on money, and we feel happy when that wallet is full, and we are fearful when the wallet is empty. We have judged one condition to be better than the other. But if everything has its season and its message to give, can we really question the ebb and flow of life that brings it to our attention? Now, when we really stop to think about this, we discover that our reaction is that of the human being. One who thinks in terms of lack and plenty, in terms of fear and happiness. But it seems to me that the time of apparent lack and the time of abundance simply reveal the temporariness of material things. If we continue to give value to temporary things, we will cling to the experience we call good, fearing the experience we call bad. Would the conflict be because of the outer circumstance or because of our reaction to it? Well, what makes things real to us? If conditions come and go, we can reason that we should question our reaction and not the condition. Temporary things are of the outside world, and they really have no power to sustain them. Remember our verse. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. They are not meant to stay here. They are meant to pass on by. Now, while it is true that things and events pass on by, it is also true that they remain with us as a memory, meaning that at any time we may call them up and relive them any way that we want to. When we call up memories, we relive the events all over again. And in the time of remembering, we also experience the emotions that went with them. Now, when we recall a memory from childhood, we can only view it from the eyes of the child. The adult of the current age has the ability to reason about it in a different way, but not when reasoning from the eyes of the child. We carry around many ideas of us, each based on what it is we were going through at the moment, reasoning from the capability available to us at that time. But we are no longer that person traveling through those seasons of expression. So the only way to change our concept of who we are is to get a new idea of us, one that is not tied to the person of times past. Remember, whatever the experience, it is only meant to last a season. We cannot change our concept of us if we continue to look in the rearview mirror of life for our identity. Let us not forget that we are the ones who gave value, and we are the ones that must take it back. Value belongs to what is eternal, what is absolute and everlasting. It is given to what has merit and me. I am speaking of spiritual being, the one whose existence is not touched by either time or space. This being does not attempt to direct the ebb and flow of life. This being knows itself as absolute. What comes to this being in a material way does so simply because its time has come to express, its season has arrived. But spiritual being rests into itself, knowing it is God's creative activity that brings both the sunshine and the rain. It is God's activity that brings the necessary thing. Perhaps not at all what we would have chosen, but the thing necessary for our soul's growth and understanding. Let us not judge the experience or stay too long in it. The indwelling presence knows when the season is over and that that next adventure is already on its way. Let us not weary ourselves over how it will all come about. There really is no need to struggle with the issues of life. When we acknowledge the indwelling presence to be Christ in us, we understand that it is its responsibility to do the work. It might be said that all conflict is resolved in us, in that place of stillness where we allow the outside world to pass on by. And we find this in a place of peace. Let us not fight it or resist it. As spiritual being, the season has come in which the glory of God reveals itself in us. This is the purpose of the spiritual life, to reach our full potential of being, to be in this world, but not of. The turbulence in the world brings a sense of fear and discouragement. But the Master told us, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Old Testament reminds us that thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose eyes are stayed on thee. The Master Jesus told us to abide in the Word and let the Word abide in us. It was Paul who advised us to pray without ceasing. Today's lesson reveals the temporariness of the material world and the human condition. Let us be the one whose eyes are stayed on thee. Let us be the one who prays without ceasing. We are a spiritual being, the one of eternal life. Let us rest into ourselves and be at peace. This morning we have the opportunity to release all and follow him. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? Let us take a moment to become still, relax our bodies, and close our eyes. There are no distractions. Inner being reveals, I am here. I go before you, making that crooked place straight. I lead you beside still waters. I walk with you through the valley of uncertainty and misunderstanding. In the world of trials and tribulations, we are tempted to listen to the voice of the human thought and to heed the call of the human emotions. The inner voice speaks softly. Leave the world alone. Turn to me. My guidance is sure and certain. The times of experience, they come and they go. Each brings a message to consider. True wisdom goes beyond the appearance. True wisdom reveals the nothingness of the changing scenes and form of daily living. Life is eternal. Eternal life is spirit, absolute, and everlasting, and it does not pass away. Let us go often to the place of the Most High. God is there, and that is our sufficiency. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.